Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
So that means it's time once again to go behind the scenes of another movie classic.
Miss Grady, weren't you once the caretaker here?
Why, no, sir. I don't believe so.
You a married man, are you, Mr. Grady?
Yes, sir. Hmm? I have a wife and two daughters, sir. Hmm?
And where are they now?
Oh, they're somewhere around. I'm not quite sure at the moment, sir.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here. I recognize you. I saw your picture in the newspapers. You, chopped your wife and daughter up into little bits. And then you blew your brains out.
That's strange, sir. I don't have any recollection of that at all.
Spooky or what? A scene from The Shining, Stanley Kubrick's psychological horror from 1980. And to tell us all about it, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, I thought it was time to put a bit of Frighteners on for Halloween, just to get in early. This is one of the scariest films ever made. And I know when I first saw it in the cinema back in 1980, I know it scared the bejesus out of me. And I was checking behind doors for months. The whole thing is Jack Nicholson plays a writer, Jack Torrance, and he's a recovering alcoholic. He takes a position as the off-season caretaker of an isolated hotel. And he heads there with his wife, Wendy, played by Shelley Duvall, and his young son, Danny. Danny is gifted with The Shining, which is psychic abilities that enable him to see the hotel's horrific past. And you've just heard there, that's a dream sequence that we just heard, where Jack Nicholson's character has started to hallucinate and has started to see characters and starts to see ghosts everywhere. And he, as a writer, his wife, Wendy, keeps an eye on what's going on, but she can see that there's something seriously wrong. But he bans her from his writing room. She makes her way in and sees that his manuscript that he's writing is just hundreds of pages of one line: all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And she realizes, oh my God, he really has cracked up. And it all starts to go downhill from there. He has, Jack Nicholson has developed fantasies where he's going to kill his family as well. So she realizes she's in danger with her son. And all around the hotel, her son keeps seeing the most macabre images, little girls appearing out of nowhere, blood coming up out of the elevator. It's terrifying. Mm. But it's real grand guignol, you know, that kind of Stanley Kubrick just went nuts on this one himself.
Well, we'll hear about the script and how it was made at Elstree Studios and all of that. But I think it's time for that second clip, which I think you should introduce, Bill.
Well, at this stage, Shelley Duvall realizes that she's in danger. She realizes that Jack is going to kill her. So she takes matters into her own hands. She picks up a baseball bat. And she goes to confront him.
What should be done with him?
I don't know.
I don't think that's true. I think you have some very definite ideas about what should be done with Danny, and I'd like to know what they are.
Well, I think maybe he should be taken to a doctor.
You think maybe he should be taken to a doctor? When do you think maybe he should be taken to a doctor?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Jack.
You believe his health might be at stake?
Yes.
You are concerned about him.
Yes.
And are you concerned about me?
Classic Jack Nicholson, their terrifying performance. Vintage stuff from him, though.
Oh, it is absolutely vintage. It's a magnificent performance. But sadly, the experience of making the film was terrible. It was terrible for him and for Shelley Duvall. The whole thing was to take 17 weeks. It was shot in London, where Kubrick was living in the UK. And they took over Elstree Studios. Kubrick was such a perfectionist. He had every soundstage on Elstree taken over with all the sets for the film. Because he likes to shoot in sequence, he demanded that every one of the sets was perfectly lit and ready to go at any given time. And yet he was focusing on the minutiae of stuff. So, for example, there where you heard Shelley Long terrified out of her mind, there's a scene where she is swinging the baseball bat on the stairs. And in the Guinness Book of Records, they say that that is one of the most repeated sequences of all time in cinema in terms of takes. And Kubrick made her do that take 127 times. Like, it's just shocking. The character in the book, the original book by Stephen King, is quite feisty, but Kubrick felt that she needed to be very vulnerable in the film, and that's how he told her to play it. And to make her vulnerable, he started to belittle her in front of the crew. He started to humiliate her in front of everybody. And the stress got too much for her, and so much so that she collapsed with illness and her hair started to fall out. Like, Jack Nicholson said he had never seen an actor put through such pain by a director, that the film was in peril of halting because of Kubrick's behaviour towards the two leads. So it all got too much for him. But Kubrick had a box office failure with Barry Lyndon, his previous film. And while Barry Lyndon was flopping, the number one film at the box office was The Exorcist. And Kubrick decided, you know, I need to make a horror film. That's where the money is. So he got his staff to get in all the big horror books of the day, and he started reading them in his office. And after three pages, he'd decide, nah, and throw the book against the wall. And he was throwing so many books against the wall after three pages that his secretary was giving up. And then on about the fourth day, the book stopped hitting the wall. And after 2 hours, she went in to look at what he was reading. And he was reading The Shining. This is what he wanted to make as a film. So then the casting took over. The first choice for Kubrick was Jack Nicholson. However, other people considered were Robert De Niro, who said the script gave him nightmares for a month. He couldn't. They also were thinking of, for some reason, Robin Williams, because all he was known for at the time was Mork and Mindy, but he was considered. Now, Stephen King felt Jack Nicholson was wrong, because Jack Nicholson had already made One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and we had seen his so-called Descent into Madness. So Stephen King felt that's not therefore believable for the audience. They need somebody who is absolutely on top of their form and not in any way in danger of developing mental illness. So he wanted John Voight or Martin Sheen, but he lost out and we got Nicholson. And isn't it great that we did get Nicholson?
Absolutely, even though he kind of disavows the film now. Not that it's not a great film, but the memories of shooting were so awful. By the way, that scene where he hacks through a door with an axe, there's a story about that.
There is. They shot it first and they were using a prop door, and sure, he smashed it immediately. And then it transpired that Jack Nicholson had been a volunteer fireman in California and had learned how to break down doors with an axe. So they had to go out and get a real door to make it believable, because he was so strong and he had such a strong axe technique that you just wouldn't believe it if it was just smashing a prop door. And during during the whole film, the making of it, he was so eager to get out and go to Wimbledon because Jack is such a tennis fan that he feigned injury to his back, got a couple of days off from Kubrick, from the movie, and went off to Wimbledon. The problem was that because he's the superstar that he is, the TV cameras picked him up in the audience and it was seen, Kubrick saw it on TV, that that's where he was, and they had another massive row. So yeah, it was all leading to, but because the film took so long and because it took 51 weeks to shoot, it delayed the incoming films into Elstree. So Reds, Warren Beatty, that got delayed, but Raiders of the Lost Ark got delayed because that was coming in onto the same sound stages. So but now we look back on The Shining and we just love it. It's a mental, scary film.
If people are looking for a scare at bedtime, The Shining is the one, as directed by Stanley Kubrick and starring Jack Nicholson. Bill Hughes, thank you very much for that recommendation.